This is John Thomas, again. I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Way You Choose, and indeed you can. You can weigh anything you want to weigh. You don't believe it, that's fine. The fact is it's true and it's really simple. Now, this podcast, which I'm doing today, says that diet and exercise will never enable you to weigh less. Everybody tells you to go on a diet, get some exercise. You know, you already know that. You've tried it. You've done it. Hasn't done a thing for you. If it did, then you went back and gained all the weight back. So what's the problem? What's the point? And why is it that you can't lose weight? And why is it that diet and exercise are never going to work for you or anybody else, frankly? Well, first of all, you have to go back and understand why you gained weight to begin with. You always told yourself you never want to be fat. You didn't want to be fat. Wasn't a good idea. You hated it. You don't want to be obese. But somehow you made yourself fat. Now you really have to grasp this. You made yourself fat. Nobody did it. The food didn't do it. The food processors didn't do it. Fast food restaurants didn't do it. Nobody did it but you. The food just lay there. You're the one who picked it up and put it in your mouth. You chewed it, you tasted it, you swallowed it, and bang, you got fat. And now, you found that you're unable to go back to what you weighed before. Well, you know, it's really funny, because you know exactly what to do to weigh less. Put less food in your mouth. Put less food in your system. So you can't do it. If you do it, it's just for a little while. So no matter what anybody tells you, no matter what kind of diets they give you, the chance of it enabling you to weigh less on a permanent basis are very close to zero. How do I know? Because statistically, something like 97% of all people who ever went on a diet gained the weight back. Now, here's the hard part for you to grasp, but it's really true and it's really simple. If you think about it, you'll agree. You've become emotionally comfortable weighing what you did. After all, the reason you put all the food in your mouth was for emotional reasons. Maybe you felt depressed, maybe you felt down. Putting something in your mouth made you feel better. Eliminated the stress, reduced the stress, reduced the anxiety. And that's why you did it. Logically, it was stupid and idiotic because you made yourself fat. Now, also, sometime when you wanted to feel good, feel better about yourself or things, you put some food in your mouth. You've heard people use the term comfort food. It's exactly right. People know exactly what it's about. It's comforting. There's a reason people got fat. They did it on purpose. That's the reason you got fat to begin with. So then why won't diet and exercise work? Ever? Because you won't let them work. You can't be deprived, you won't permit yourself to be deprived, or you won't deprive yourself of foods that you feel and need to eat. When I say eat, let's be really clear about this. You call it eating, I call it putting food in your mouth. After all, you don't want to take it intravenously, do you? Of course not. If somebody said to you, look, I'll give you the same number of calories, I'll give you the same food, but I'll put it in intravenous solution, and we'll inject it into your vein or your system. Or your stomach. You'd be appalled and you say, don't be ridiculous, that's stupid, that's idiotic. You know why? Because you want it in your mouth. That's why people got fat. They wanted food in their mouth. They felt the need to put the food in their mouth. If you want to get rid of it, if you want to stop weighing what you do permanently, if you want to eliminate the emotional need you feel to keep putting all that food in your mouth and keeping yourself fat, it is really fundamentally simple. First of all, you have to recognize and understand logically and emotionally why you're putting all the food in your mouth. It's really easy to do it. And by the way, it's free. I don't want any money. The reason I'm doing this is because obesity is a terrible problem and nobody is doing anything intelligent about it. Everybody tells you to lose weight, lose weight, go on a diet, go on a diet, go on a diet. It's done nothing. Everybody is still fat. And the people who are giving you the advice, a lot of them are fat too. Look, here's the problem. Here's the situation. And here's how to get the first step in eliminating the need you feel to keep putting all the food in your mouth. When you're thinking of eating or putting food in your mouth, as I call it, before you put any food in your mouth, ask yourself why you're putting the food in your mouth or why you're eating the food. Are you hungry? Do you need nourishment? If your system doesn't need nourishment, you know you're not hungry. That's the only reason people eat or people should be eating, is for nourishment. If you're eating for emotional reasons, then you're getting fat. So you have to understand why you're putting the food in your mouth. If people say, well, that's, I don't know, I just like the food, I just want the food, I just need the food. That's true. And that's why you made yourself fat. But before you do it, say, okay, there's this food in front of me. It could be anything. I want to put it in my system. I want to put it in my mouth. Why am I doing it? Am I hungry? Do I need the nourishment? Or am I doing it because I really want the food in my mouth because it'll make me feel better? I'll tell you, there's a very easy way to find out. Don't put the food in your mouth when you want it. Don't. See how you feel. Are you having an emotional reaction to it? Are you upset? Are you anxious? The longer you don't put the food in your mouth, will you feel more anxious? Are you feeling more anxious? Are you feeling less happy? Are you feeling less comfortable? If you are, then you know for sure, without any question, that you're eating for emotional reasons, which I can tell you how to eliminate, or whether you wanted the food in your system. But diets aren't going to work. You will never deprive yourself, ever, 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 of foods you feel an emotional need to eat. It's not going to happen. No one ever did, and nobody ever will. It's not a TV program. Nobody's going to give you some money or send you to weight trainers every day or go to a place in the mountains for 4 or 5 months. Not going to happen. And it may well be that most of those people will eventually gain the weight back anyway. The reason you stay fat is because you're comfortable there. Because you know why? Because you can still put all the food you emotionally feel you need in your mouth. But do the exercise. It doesn't cost you a thing. Before you put any food in your mouth, ask yourself why you're doing it and feel it. Asking is one thing. Logical is great, but you need to feel the emotional reaction you have if you don't do it. This is John Thomas. Stick with my podcast. I don't want any money from any of you, not a penny. I want to help you. I want to teach you how to permanently weigh anything you want to weigh. And trust me, if you start doing what I'm saying, it's really easy. Goodbye.